morning,
but you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Song of the Day, The Way by Fastball, 1998, 464-56851 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day. Once again, song of the day from 1998, The Way by Fastball, 464-56851 is bad, 10 is good, texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
There's really three categories, Steve. Turn it up, tolerate, turn it off. Those are the three waves of it.
Turn it up,
tolerate the song, or turn it off. It's one of those things. That one is right on the cusp of tolerate and turn it off. It's right there. The chorus makes it savable. Like if I tolerate it, I can get to the chorus maybe. If not, I'm gonna have to kind of stick with the turn it off. It's gonna be a 3-9. I'm turning it off. It's a 3-9. I'm turning it off.
Are you serious?
Dead serious. They're gonna turn it up. Tolerate it or turn it off.
I do like the categories though.
Yeah. Hold on. Turn it up. Tolerate.
Turn it off.
Turn it off. There might be one more in there.
Might be something in there.
It's pretty solid. Three categories though.
Yeah.
It's about it. So anyway, I think the chorus is good enough, but I don't know if I know this for sure. I would at least change the channel to see if there was something else on, and then may come back to it for the chorus. But if all of a sudden I changed over, you know, like you said, and then all of a sudden there's like a 70s song playing, I'm probably going with that.
I'm surprised by you gave it a 3-8?
3-9,
Steve. One to 3-8. Jeez, that's stupid.
There's a lot to unpack here. Now, Jake, you just had to do it, didn't you?
I did. I saw this. I have not played fastball for a long time with the show.
Okay.
Years.
Plural.
Years.
Yeah, it has been years, but probably three.
I think more than that.
Okay.
I think you've played fastball since I've been with you.
Okay, so maybe early on.
Long time assistant coach.
It's been a couple years.
This is not your favorite song, but it's one of them.
Well, it's their most popular song.
And you...
It's not my favorite song.
Attended their concerts and at one point made them feel uncomfortable
Vega, which no longer exists anymore, in the rail yard.
He approached the singer. Really didn't want anything to do with the conversation, right?
Yeah. No, he did not.
He knew the lead singer from Fastball. That freaks me out.
Yeah, there was like 70 people in the building, max. And so one person probably knew who the actual singers was. Me.
Yeah.
Both of them, Tony and Miles. And so I approached Miles. He wasn't a fan of that.
He wasn't.
You're sitting at the bar. Like, you go past the bar to get to the venue.
Uh-huh. Or,
and like, this is an hour before the concert.
Right.
He's just having a beer. It's like, okay, this is fair game. I'm going to say, hey, man, I just love your music. That's all I was going to say.
Right.
I didn't want to have a conversation.
Right.
I was just saying, hey, love fastball. Can't wait to see
somebody's
you guys.
Really into themselves. It shouldn't be that much into themselves.
Right. That's not John Lennon.
You got 70 people here, man. 70. Max.
Yeah.
You have one actual fan. That's me.
I'm saying right now, he walks around that entire festival with you on
no one
on
knows
Saturday,
who you
and no one knows who he
I
is.
I guarantee that.
And he could even stop people and say, I'm the lead singer for Fastball. And they would still be like, look at him. Okay. Don't know who that is either.
Remind me of Fastball.
Yeah.
Oh, the way. Yeah.
He doesn't want to talk.
Then what else?
Out of my head, You're an Ocean. Those are the three.
I don't know You're an Ocean.
You would know if I played it for you.
Okay. Now, I'm way different than you on this, but I love that song. I've always loved it.
Chorus is good.
I think the non-chorus is good.
Sip does like that song.
I've always been interested in this song. I'm in the eight. Probably 8.45.
Thank you. Hey, Bill, he has liked that song forever. He's told me that. This is not. He's not catering.
No,
he
I'm
does
catering.
Like the song.
No, I've okay. I love that song.
I'm going to go, Connor, 4.4.
Whoa. 4.3. He says 4.3. Pace is fine. Vocally, it's a tough listen. All right.
Vocally,
let's do the text line things before we get to Bill's
thrills. Vocally, it's a tough listen.
I'll give you a hint. The text line is not liking it.
Mm.
Rick and Wahoo, 6. Eric and Hickman, 5. Vern and Dakin, 5.7. Scott says, 0.001, I've always hated this song for some reason.
See?
Doesn't know why. Hates it. Turn it off for him.
See?
Officer McCloud in Columbus. 8.
Bird!
8. Oh. 8 listens to the entire song every time it's on. That's Officer McCloud. Mike and Dalton, 5. Les and Lincoln, 6.4. Fritz, 4.6. Sean says, 1.2. Horrific song. Okay. He put horrific on
Thank
it.
Thank you.
John.
Really? Sean. Sean.
Sean.
Oh, Sean. B-Raw, 7.1. Rick and Susie in center with Huskerland Bulldogs. That's a 5, which would be just keeping up. What was the middle one?
Tolerate.
They tolerate
they
that.
They tolerate. The Bulldogs tolerate it.
3.2 from Matt. Shemaya with the putter, 3.
Rick and Susie texted me. They go, it's that time of year again. And he sent me a photo of the softball game. Because remember last year, he's the one that was the Tennessee game.
Yes.
We were in Bubba's bar in Lynch, and he had to stand up with the phone. And,
that was
and,
him.
How could you
and hold
that?
It up to the
that was him.
Everyone could watch it on his phone. And then he would narrate what was going on, too. Runners on first and second. 2-2 count. One out.
Like Dick Enberg.
Yes.
Lyle, 6-8. Leroy, 7. Brett Bertrand, 6. Robert Lincoln, 6-2-2. Do I see the household today at all?
Are they with us?
Oh, Jennifer, 8-5, Hubby, 6. Not bad.
That's pretty high.
Not bad.
Mm-hmm. The candle people.
Jane and Wahoo, who I saw this weekend before the baseball game. I was walking around with Scotland Elizabeth, and Jane and Wahoo and her cousin Ann in Ankeny stopped by, and they said hello.
You're kidding me.
I saw them around the stadium.
You're kidding. She has a cousin in Ankeny.
Ann
in Ankeny.
Cousin or friend, one of the two. I forget. There's a relationship.
Pretty big disparity.
They're friends
or
cousins.
That's
one
big.
Of the, I forget. I think it's cousins.
Yeah.
Or sister. One of them.
Babysitter.
Might be sister. I don't know. YouTube, before we move on. See, we got 3-7 from CL Porter. Troy, 6-1. Brian from Dallas, our bouncer from Houston, 6-7.
Great man.
And 2-1 from Nels in Montana. Not high scores for the way by fastball today. That's fine.
It'd be a turn it off. Tolerate, turn it off.
Sip's turning that one up, though.
Yeah.
It is time.
It's very surprising.
For a Monday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to Progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com.
For us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204 at Dinert Contracting.
Worlds could have collided. Jake, Randy sent me photos from Friday from the ballpark.
I got one too.
Did you get a few photos from the ballpark?
Big smile.
Big smile.
The perma smile was
very happy. Well, he's also rolling in cash. He's also doing that also. That helps a bunch too.
Business is good.
When you have unlimited money, that still helps.
It does help.
It does.
It's people not say the answer to everything.
It's not the money doesn't make you happy. I don't know. It does a lot of good.
Pretty close.
Really helps. Really helps me a lot. Yeah. Yes. It's kind of fun to do that. Football facts. Is that okay?
Yeah.
That's what we want.
Love that, Bill.
Why giving up the ship may not be hip. May giving up the ship may not be hip. The no more conference championship games. We're not doing, people are like it's obsolete. We're not doing that anymore. And the thing to think about is back when there was gold, when there was like a Big Eight or the true Big Ten, you played everybody. Big Ten, sometimes you'd miss one team. So you had an accurate picture of who was the champion. And it was a big deal. Now you don't have anything when you say no more championship games in football, but we will crown a champion. And there's going to be
weird.
18 teams.
Yeah.
So there's going to be like eight Come teams on. You didn't play.
No.
That's so then also there's going to be a champion.
Not champion.
Might be like, well, they had the best record.
Not a champion.
But it doesn't, you never get a chance to be like, okay, at least the best two
Dang.
Got to play each other.
Never thought of this.
So now they're going to give you a conference championship trophy. Like right now, what was the biggest difference in baseball this year for Nebraska? They didn't play UCLA.
They didn't.
No. I mean, just go through there. Everyone. Big. Just go through. I mean, imagine last year if someone said all of a sudden Nebraska, well, you know, they got a chance to win the big 10 championship. Well, their schedule didn't match up to be big. They didn't play enough people. So now it's going to be the spin of the schedule. There's 18 teams. And then we're saying, oh, the one thing we're not going to do, we're not going to play it off and kind of see who wins this. Because no matter what, if you get the top two, if there's three, there's enough tiebreakers. But the top two teams play, no one's really that upset. But now they're going to eliminate that. And so now are conference championships the same?
No.
When they're this big of leagues?
No. Don't even. No. It's what not about, even, okay, I got a question. Do you just maybe not even crown
I don't even
a
know if you even. They will. They'll be a champion. But does it count? Really? And when you don't play each other, if you miss a team, like I said, in the Big Ten, you would not play everybody every year, but you would play 90% of the league. So you could even say, that's pretty fair. The Big Eight, you played everybody.
Yeah.
So it was like, okay, if there's no championship game, there's the champions.
Do you know what forced marriages bring about? Mm-hmm. Awkwardness. They bring about, you know what forced marriages bring about? Awkward mm-hmm. conversations. Mm-hmm. This is awkward. You're right. Don't crown them.
Just don't. I mean, all of a sudden, it's like imagine having that there's a parade for the Big Ten champion in football, but they didn't play a championship game and they didn't play half the teams. So
not
who
a
is it?
It's not really a champion. It's artificial.
I mean, trust me.
We're rich.
If it falls your way, you're happy. Well, we're the Big Ten champions.
Forced marriage. We're rich though. Yeah, I'm not good. Happy, but we're rich.
Did anybody watch that? anybody happen to watch the Indiana
Give
Ohio
me the
State
SEC.
Game last
I did.
Year?
I enjoyed
How
that
was
game.
How was it?
I loved it.
People, oh, yeah, the game's obsolete. Anybody watching the recent SEC, SEC championship games? They've been incredible.
They have been.
It's been
SEC.
Incredible. And so this whole thing about just got to eliminate them, that's outdated. Okay, then now we're going to crown a champion.
No, we're not.
And it doesn't make any sense to me.
Good one.
It makes no sense
What's
to me.
What's feedback?
Anything from the text line, Jake.
Mothball says
the
this.
Ball.
Conference title games don't fit with the large playoff, as do bowl games being part of the
no,
playoff.
No, they don't.
Yeah, that's not the question. That's not what we're
they
talking
don't.
About.
They don't. He's right.
He's right, but that's not what we're talking
they
about.
They do not fit. They will be gone.
Yeah, they will be gone.
They will be gone.
Matthew and Hickman says 100 to that, Bill. 100 is the response.
Hundo.
Hundo.
all of a sudden there's just people lifting up this trophy, the Big Ten trophy. Did you play everybody? No, we didn't play any of the other teams.
I like this conversation.
And then we got our toughest two games were at home, and that's how we're going to determine the champion.
It's changing. Things are changing so rapidly, and this is a good point. We don't stop and thank you, Bill. We don't stop and consider all the ramifications. 2014 playoff, the championship games are obsolete. Yeah. When you start putting 18 teams in a conference, you don't crown a regular season champ that doesn't play half the damn
true.
Teams. As Bill would say, a joke book.
It's a joke book.
Bo Lieber says, money pays for the search for happiness and beats the alternative.
Interesting. Yeah. That's kind of deep.
It's kind of deep. That sounds like, fastball song.
Yeah.
Somewhat deep.
It is deep. Yeah. Deep cut. Sanders says, did Sip just say forced marriages?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's true.
Wow.
I wish that would come back a little bit more. This pre-aligned.
You're marrying her.
So, Mary, you guys are getting married.
Just figure it out.
Yeah, figure it out. Make it work.
I did say force. Maybe you're marrying for money. Mm. It's more of that. That's what Nebraska did. They married for money. And
my big take is then there shouldn't even be champions. I don't even know. I don't know how that can be. And like I said, if you kept the thing at 12 or 16, then you still could have that. The 24 is what's going to throw the whole thing into peril.
Could you
peril.
Get 16?
I could live with 16.
Could you still have conference championship games with 16?
I think you could. Once it goes to 24, you could.
It's close.
A little bit. Because everybody wants, they said, remember what's making it go. They're not right. I'm wrong with the texters is that now they're going to go with this, but there's still going to be extra games. There's going to be play-in games.
Right.
So this is play-in games really means that you're in the tournament. Because if you win, a game that if you win and you don't advance, then it means nothing. But there's going to be all these other advancement games. So this is like the going to 76. It's going to be, okay, we didn't just add in a couple more of the field of 68. We didn't do that. Because every league is going to have these play-in games in these spots. And so there's going to be, when you say there's going to be a 24 team, it's not 24 team. It's not 24. It's whatever, 32, whatever it is. That's the number of teams that are in alignment, which means if we get into one of those games and we keep winning, we keep advancing. If you win the potato bowl, you don't go to the next bowl. You win the potato bowl, and then you go home. Mm-hmm. That's the next piece of it. Mm-hmm. But I just hate the fact that they said there's the conference championship. And I got to thinking about this. So what if Nebraska this year in softball, what if they don't win at all? What if they make it to the College World Series and they don't win at all?
Okay.
So then what will happen here in 5 years? The Big Ten championship team will come back. They will come back and they'll be honored about that. So there's going to be no honoring really of when you start talking about, let's have this team come back, the Big Ten champion come back and do that. And so
that's nice.
Yeah.
Right. Because
the other part too is how many teams are in the NCAA tournament? 76. Think there's still going to be Big Ten basketball tournaments? Absolutely.
Yes,
there will
be. Going to be.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There'll be a big ticket.
Yes, there has to be. Yeah.
So think about that. There's 76 teams that get in, and guess who else it is like that? There's also more play-in games because if you're like going, we're really not one of the 76, but all 18 teams want go to the deal. Actually, we're still alive. We are still alive.
Because if you win, yeah.
I want you to imagine this. You could be ranked 100th in the country. And it's like, hey, guys, all we got to do is win 8-9 games in a row. We're national champions. Football, that doesn't
matter. Let's get hot now.
Guys, let's get on a heater right now because we're still alive in this thing. But there go. We went to 76 teams. We got to get rid of them. They're 76. Then we got to get rid of the championship basketball game tournaments. That's not being talked about.
Mm-mm. Wow, that's a good pill.
Bill, the headline. One
it's
more.
A lot of information
time,
coming
please.
At me.
Yeah. Why giving up the ship may not be hip.
Not hip.
For Sip.
And that is Bill Sprill, sponsored by our friends at Diner Contracting. Hour two, we've got Jim Blue from Cedars with us in studio.
Blue.
Next on Early Break on the Ticket.